Trilby Republican Senator Wilton Simpson's bill has gone through several changes. And Thursday, during the Senate Government Oversight and Accountability Committee, it was no different. The bill no longer tries to create a third retirement option for new employees coming into the Florida retirement system or create a special exemption for special risk employees like firefighters or police officers. Instead, it's now similar to a proposal that died in the Senate last year, also authored by Simpson, and he says all employees still get to choose.
Under this plan, newly hired rank-and-file employees, including teachers, law enforcement officers, firefighters, corrections personnel, and emergency workers who have never previously participated in the state retirement system will continue to have a choice between pension and investment.
The bill now looks a lot like the House bill in that elected officials and senior management no longer can join the defined benefit plan known as the traditional pension plan and must instead join the only other retirement option, the 401k-style plan known as the investment plan. Included in that are judges, which some Republicans didn't like. That includes Fleming Island Senator Rob Bradley.
It's a separate, co-equal branch of government, and it's appropriate to not have them included.
School superintendents could be included in that as well, which concerned Tallahassee Senator Bill Monford, but the panel's chair and fellow Democrat Jeremy Ring urged caution.
Because eventually everyone's going to come with a carve-out. You know, and I'm not saying it's not legitimate. I just think we want to be a little careful as we start looking, you know, at each group, because every group's going to come to us with that.
The measure also makes the investment plan the new default for newly hired public employees, and they have 8 months to decide if they want to stay or move to the pension plan. The current default is the pension plan. Those who decide to opt into the pension plan would have to stay in the plan for 10 years in order to get their benefits. The current vesting period is 8 years in the pension plan. It remains 1 year for the investment plan. All employees still retain the right to switch to either plan for one time only. And to further incentivize employees to stay in the investment plan, the bill lowers the contribution employees have to pay toward their retirement to 2%. Currently, those in both retirement plans contribute 3%. Under Simpson's bill, only those in the pension plan will continue to pay the 3%. Mike Fulis with the Florida Shares Association says that appeal to recent hires of the 401k-style plan will hurt all the people that are already in the system.
Right now, what we're doing to the new employees is we're saying, look, if you go into the investment plan, you're going to pay a less contribution. You're only going to have to contribute 2%. And after 1 year, you're already vested into that program. Whereas in the defined benefit program, you're 10 years down the road before you're vested. So by having them default into that investment program, it is more appealing to them. And what we're saying is that's going to deplete the funds that are going into the normal retirement system, which ultimately will hurt the people that are in the system.
But Altamont Springs Republican Senator David Simmons, a bill supporter, says the measure is already appealing for employees who may not believe they're going to stay in their employment for that long.
The fact of it is if I get into the investment plan, the amount that is put in vests immediately, right, or within a short period of time. And then what happens is if 5 years from now I decide that I don't want to be a police officer, want to try something else, that money is mine.
The measure is also supported by Americans for Prosperity and the Florida Chamber of Commerce, who say it's great for Florida taxpayers. But some unions point to how the legislature is using numbers from last year as part of the study, and the actuarial data could change. Still, the Senate measure passed 7-2 with most Democrats opposed. Senator Jeremy Ring, the panel's chair, was the only Democrat to vote in favor of the bill, his measure aiming to address some of the unintended consequences of the state's so-called double-dipping law is now tucked into Simpson's bill. The law was designed to stop thousands from collecting a paycheck and retirement benefits at the same time, but in doing so, about 38,000 people who left their jobs after the law was enacted took their plan with them and later tried to work again for the state during a specified time period, found they could no longer re-enroll in the Florida retirement system or receive the benefits owed. There may also be another amendment added to the bill that looks at exempting judges from having the investment plan retirement option as their only choice. Meanwhile, the House proposal, which encountered the same opposition from Democrats and public employee unions, passed its only committee Thursday. It now heads to the floor. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.